If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out, what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? When we say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
Hey, this is Craig Hansen, the VP of International for the Matrix Success Network. Today, we're going to listen to Brian DiMasso, the number one coach in the world, as he shares two different topics. Now, these are two separate Facebook Live recordings that he did on his way into his building projects and after being in the gym. And so we're going to pull them together in this one podcast today, two separate topics. So enjoy, take some notes, and after this show, you'll see in the show notes, there's a link for you to join, complimentary, free for the first 30 days, the Matrix Success Network, so you can interact live with Brian. He shares live every single day in our MMA group, live on Facebook. So we'd love for you to join us. Jump into the audio right now. Let's hear about happiness is a choice and getting unstuck with Brian DiMasso.
Hey everybody, good morning. Good morning. It's Brian DiMasso. Just got out of the gym here, and I wanted to come on and ask you guys a question. Do you ever wonder why some people just seem to be so damn happy? Think about that. Depends on the state that you're in, but you see some people that are just so happy. My good buddy and brother Kenny Cloutier, just always happy-go-lucky. I'm always happy. And people ask me all the time, like, what are you so happy about? Or why and how are you always so happy? And most of you guys that know me, you understand that there's principles and sciences behind this stuff, right? Happiness is a choice, guys. That's the one thing we all got to understand. Once I understood that, which was many, many years ago, happiness is a choice. It's a vibration. It's actually the feeling of happiness. When you say you're happy, what you're saying is, I'm consciously aware that I'm in a high vibration, right? If you're feeling sad or angry, what you're saying is that I'm consciously aware that I'm in a low vibration. So once you understand the science and the physics behind this, and I didn't know any of that stuff years ago, I now know why I've always been so happy. But the key to this, guys, my happiness doesn't depend on anybody else. That's the key. Right, once you own that, once you understand that nobody can make you happy, not your kids, not your spouse, not your job, there's nothing in this world or universe that can make you happy except yourself and your own choices. Right, so it's, for me, I understood this a long time ago. Happiness is a choice. I wake up every morning and I do certain things to get into a high vibration. So, hey Dad, how you doing? Good to see you. Good to see you guys on. Hopefully you're having a happy day. And so many people right now, it's like, oh, Monday sucked. They're driving to work. This sucks. Monday sucks. Monday's just as good of a day as Sunday, Saturday, Friday. Like, I love Mondays, right? And that's a choice. Now, I got work to do. I got things that may be not pleasant to do or whatever. But it is what it is. You know, those things are just external stimuluses, and how I perceive them is how I perceive them. But guys, if you have hot running water, you should be happy. Right? If you have a roof over your head, you should be happy. If you're healthy, you should more than be happy, right? There's so many people, friends of mine, people that have debilitating diseases, and my heart goes out to them. So if you have those things, right, happiness doesn't depend on a spouse. Doesn't matter if you're single or married. Has nothing to do with it. Happiness and even love are frequencies. They're vibrations. No different than electricity or magnetism. They're frequencies and vibrations. So you want to understand at some level is you can get on the frequency of love and the frequency of happiness and how to do that. So I'm going to share with you a little bit. Hey guys, what's happening? How you doing, Ryan? Good to see you, man. I'm just going to share what I do every morning, and there's different ways to do it. People that are runners, they're up at 4 a.m. running, they're happy, right? It's impossible to be running and sad at the same time, for the most part. When you put your body in that vibration, it feels good. You feel energized. You start connecting with universal intelligence. So that's one way to do it. If you're in a funk with your life, take up jogging, get up early. Don't think about it, just do it, or walking. Get up and move the body early. It's a great way to put yourself in a good vibration. That's why I'm at the gym for 5 a.m. And you'll notice it's 8:30 or a little loud, right? I've been in the gym for 3.5 hours. I get to the gym, I cycle for an hour, I listen to myself, talking to self about myself in the future, which sounds insane, but it works. A lot of the most successful people in the world do that. And then I'm cycling, right? And then I stretch for a half hour, and then I hit the weights, and I'm listening to some of my mentors on wealth building and stuff like that. But the very first thing I do, if you need a pattern interrupt, which is what I suggest to shake it up a little bit, is I set my alarm clock across the room. Right? I set the alarm clock across the room for 4 a.m. Now, you can do whatever you want, but a lot of people are sleeping their life away. And that was a pattern interrupt. I had to physically get up out of bed, right? Go turn it off, and then I'm up. And the other thing I have is my little, these things are worth a fortune, my little AirPods, right? And I don't get paid to sell these, but I get these little AirPods, and I have my life script. So I'm so programmed now that I just get up, I turn my alarm clock off, which is my phone, I put the earbuds in, it's all habit now, and I'm getting good information into my mind. And for me, it's me talking to myself on a recording, but you could do anything. You could get Jim Rohn or Bob Proctor, a meditation. There's a million things you could get from a million different people just so you're not hearing your own confusion and chaos about the debt, the bills, the health, whatever it is you're worried about. You see, worrying is like praying for what you don't want. Think about that, right? When you focus your mind on what you want, you get it. So when you focus your mind on what you don't want, you cause it to happen. Does that make sense? Hey, Jay, what's up, buddy? Good to see you, man. I guess I'm going to be seeing you in a couple weeks over at with Pauly there. So think about that. Worrying is like praying for what you don't want. And when you really study this stuff, you're going to see that it doesn't make sense to worry. It literally does not make sense to worry. It doesn't change things. It is what it is. Whatever's going on around you is whatever's going on around you. And once you embrace a couple of these principles, you just lose fear, doubt, worry, stress. Those evaporate. That has nothing to do with financial position. It has to do with awareness and understanding of what's going on. Again, if you have hot running water, you're doing good. If you have a roof over your head, you're doing good, right? Hey, D, what's up, kid? Good to see you. So I want you guys to think about that and maybe try something to shake up your day because, guys, it's your life, you know? Your happiness only depends on you. Nobody else in this world can make you happy. It's impossible. Literally impossible. You have to get into that state yourself, and then everything else around you is just a bonus. You know, if you happen to be married and you have a beautiful wife or husband, that's just a bonus. If you have beautiful kids, that's a bonus. Your kids can't make you happy. But when you're happy and you put yourself in that vibration, watch what happens to the rest of your environment, your family. They're going to look at you like, what are you so happy about? It's like, what's the choice? What are the choices? Right? You can choose to be happy or choose to be, you know, stressed out and upset and sad in the morning. And it is a choice. Whether you think it is or not is whether you think it is or not. Brian Delmasso here. I'm just driving into Weston on our job sites, going to check out the job sites. We got three projects going now, all over 10,000 feet in Weston. Very blessed to have that. And it occurred to me to do this live as I'm driving here. And I just wanted to ask, you know, how many people out there are feeling stuck? We talk about being stuck a lot, financially, physically, mentally, spiritually. And one of the easiest ways to get unstuck is what I'm going to share with you this morning. Now, I wanted to give a little bit of a story before I give you the secret, because this happened real time yesterday. And a lot of you know that we do business coaching, we do corporate coaching, sales coaching, and we work with entrepreneurs and startups. And we have what I would call a medium level coaching mentoring program for $7,000 over 6 months. And we had two people sign up for that yesterday. This is a routine thing. We do this all the time. A couple of young people, very similar, hungry, entry-level real estate, just getting into real estate. And they're really looking to shortcut their success. And they had been to one of our seminars, and quite honestly, they became clients very easily. A little bit of a discovery session, showed them what we do, showed them their blind spots, and they signed up. And then we had a third person that had an MBA in business, was looking to get into real estate, very, very educated, traditionally educated, and was just really, really stuck. And I wanted to talk to you about that because society has a way of programming us to make certain decisions or to think certain things are either safe or the right way to go. And you know, this person here was so stuck because she had been programmed through traditional college. And there's nothing wrong with college. I think it's a great place to network. But it can also be very limiting. It really teaches you an employee mindset over time. You know, work for a certain salary, work for 40 years. And it's a very limiting mindset for the most part, especially in business school. Most colleges and business school, they teach you how to write a business plan, like plan to start a business. You see, entrepreneurs, we don't do business plans. We don't plan to start. We just start businesses. We get an idea.
we start businesses. We form a mastermind group that day. We start the business that night, and it's, you know, we're taking action the next day. So a big difference between an employee mindset and an entrepreneur mindset. But anyway, getting back to the story, she was so programmed through school, and she was making plenty of money, about $65,000 a year. And we were talking about real estate, and I was telling her, you know, when you work with a mentor, you can get ideas that you can make $65,000 in one transaction. You can save hundreds of thousands of dollars just with a little bit of information. And she was so stuck on what's the curriculum, what's the time, all employee mindset language. She didn't end up becoming a client either, and it doesn't really matter. We can only work with so many people anyway. When I coach people, it's not really for the money. That's what we do for passion. So, and I even told her that. I said, listen, we both know I don't need your money. I'm just trying to get you to make decisions and think here. You know, you're telling me you want to make $50,000 a month. I'm giving you the solution, the answers. When we coach people, we're coaching not in my opinion. We coach in the physics and the sciences of how successful people think and act and operate. And obviously, we have a proven track record. So the validity of the information is very sound and proven. We have many, many case studies. But her conditioning from her environment and through college, she just kept going back to, you know, what's the curriculum? Can you send me some information? What's the paperwork? How's this going to work? And it was just really very limiting beliefs that ultimately we couldn't break through. Now, that tells me that I didn't give enough value to as far as the sale goes. And I need to look at that and see what could I have done better, because I know we have the solution. I know the program is worth $100,000. We only charge $7,000 because we want people to be able to afford it. But so I needed to look at my own sales presentation. Obviously, I didn't give enough value. But the point is she was really, really stuck due to her programming. And ultimately, she's trying to break into real estate. And if she doesn't get some sort of mentorship at some level, she's going to probably lose tens of thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands if she starts to get into rentals, or she buys a property the wrong way. If she doesn't know what a 1031 exchange is, she can buy or sell a property and pay taxes when you don't even have to. So working with a mentor, guys, is, I guess, what I'm really getting to. It doesn't matter if you work with us or somebody else, but if you want to get unstuck physically, mentally, financially, spiritually, find somebody, right? Find some human being. You're not gonna read a book and figure this stuff out. You can read books till you're blue in the face, and they won't have much impact if you don't know how to rewire your subconscious thinking and change your paradigms and get the information from the conscious to the subconscious mind. So my advice is to find an expert in your field that's demonstrated by the results that they know what they're talking about. If it's a gym trainer, you know, if you're going to the gym and you're getting trained by somebody and they don't look the part, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I see this at our gym all the time. Some of the trainers, I'm like, how are you even a trainer? You're not in good shape, you know. So superior knowledge but inferior results. I would never follow somebody that doesn't demonstrate by their results. The only people I listen to in business are billionaires, self-made billionaires. I don't listen to millionaires. I listen to billionaires, because most people that have made, you know, 5 or 10 million, they're not wealthy. They have money, but they're not wealthy. They don't understand philanthropy and the whole science behind achievement and all that stuff. So that's my tip of the day, guys. No matter what you're trying to do, get a mentor. Find somebody that's demonstrated by the results that they know what the hell they're talking about, and then convince them to train you, to teach you, right? And that's why we created the Matrix Mindset Academy, too, is that real entry level, no one gets left behind, you know, 67 cents a day mentorship. So, guys, if not us, find somebody, right? Grant Cardone, I mean, Cardone University, $59 a month, ridiculous. I mean, the guy is just about to be a billionaire. He's demonstrated by his results that he knows what the hell he's talking about. Now, what happens with these low-level courses, we have a $19 a month course, and he's got one that's, $59 a month, is people don't value free. They don't value, well, if it's only $20, it can't be that good. If it's only $60, you know, what is it? So it's kind of a little bit of a conundrum, and it's something you got to really get past. You got to understand that information is where it's at. Putting it into action is where it's at. And yeah, even for 67 cents a day, you can get information that will absolutely change your life. So hopefully that helps, guys. Get out of your own way. Like I said, that poor girl, she was She was convinced that investing $100,000 over 6 years in college was a good idea. 6 years of time, she's only making $65,000 from the results, and it was over $100,000 investment, right? Now, we were going to spend 6 months for $7,000 and teach her how to be a multimillionaire. You see the difference? You see how conditioned we are by our environment? So make sure you don't fall into that same conditioning. If you want to get unstuck, find a mentor, convince them to help you, and then do exactly what they tell you. All right, guys, hopefully that helps. Make it a great day. Be well, and God bless.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.